The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us something that's extremely important for us to hear. Not only if they hated you, it's because they hated me before you, but he said, if you were of the world would love what is its own. But because you are not of the world, and I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. So there are a couple of points in there we have to look at. First of all, obviously, we were at one point of the world. We're still living in the world. But we have to be the leaven in the world. We have to be the light in the darkness. The world doesn't like that. The world wants darkness. The world wants to be flat. It doesn't want to rise. Pretty tragic, but that's the reality. And so it's going to fight against it. But the amazing thing is that from the midst of the worldliness, God has called us. Clearly, if it was out of the midst of the world that he has done this, it wasn't because of anything we were doing. It wasn't because we were so wonderful or extraordinary. It's because he chose it. And it's entirely his choice. We look at the people that we celebrate today. Again, as you look at all of the apostles, it's a totally eclectic group of people. He didn't just choose a bunch of people like himself. Simon was a zealot. He wanted to go to war against the Romans to be able to restore Israel to its position. St. Jude, of course, was a relative of our blessed Lord, whom he knew but has become known as the patron saint of impossible or hopeless causes. And you look at these men that he chose. Again, very different in so many ways, which is important for all of us. Because we look at the apostles and maybe there's one that we can look at and go, I'm like that one. There isn't just a cohesive way of being a Catholic. We have to all accept and believe the exact same truths. We have to live the exact same morality. But we have different personalities. So the way we're going to do things is going to be a little different. So some might be more zealous, if you will, as we see in St. Simon. And then you look at the way that they died, and it's all different. St. Simon got sawed in half. What a way to go. St. Jude got beaten to death with a club. So you see there were different personalities, you see there were different ways that they died, but you also see that there were different ways that they did things. All of them were called to go out and preach. Nobody did as much as St. Paul did as far as that goes. But then different ones also had different responsibilities. St. James becomes the bishop in Jerusalem. And so he's not out doing all kinds of preaching out in the hinterlands somewhere because he was right there. St. Peter, of course, winds up going to Rome, and we all know what happened to him. So they all go different ways. They approach it different ways. They're preaching the exact same truth. They can't preach a different truth because there is only one. But the way that they present things, the way that they did things, was a little different, each one. And so it will be with you and me. And so again, when we look around and we see the differences that we have, we recognize, just as it was with his apostles, God didn't just choose a bunch of people who were the same. He chose a bunch of people who were completely different. And for the most part, he chose a bunch of people who nobody would ever expect that he would choose. Yeah, there are a few that we can look at it and say, this one has been very holy since he or she was a little kid. Of course, yeah, you can see that God's hand was on this one all along. And we've got saints that are that way. And then we have saints who weren't very holy, let's put it that way, and became so. They had a radical conversion after living a very, very bad life. and yet became holy and became great saints. We have saints who are hidden away in the monasteries. We have saints who go out and preach. We have saints who work with the poor. We have saints who just do all kinds of different things based on what God is calling them to. And so again, there isn't a cookie cutter thing here that we can say, look, if this is what you're supposed to do, this is how you do it. We don't know that. There are things that are the same for everyone, and then there are things that are going to be different in each person. Your personality, your likes and dislikes, your way of approaching things, that's going to be unique to you. And yet, if you're speaking a different truth or living a different truth, then it's not in Christ anymore. So we have to stay founded and rooted in Christ always. And if that's what we're going to be doing, the world's going to hate us because it has rejected God and it has rejected its Messiah. And therefore, anyone who's going to stand for God and for Christ is also going to be rejected. But maybe some of us would have to look and say, yeah, there was a time when I kind of rejected him too. Maybe you didn't reject him in an absolute sense. Maybe some people here did. If that's the case, it helps us to be more compassionate to the people who are still blind, who still don't understand and who don't recognize the truth, because we were there once. And so it helps us then, as we see other people that are struggling along, and maybe they're persecuting you, but then you can look at it and say, yeah, but there was a time when I did that. I persecuted people. And maybe you didn't throw rocks at them or anything like that, but even just the rejection, ridicule, laughing at them as though they were some kind of morons because they believe in Jesus. And suddenly we find for ourselves, it's like, who was the moron? It was me, not the person who believed. Well, then again, we have these others out there doing the same thing. God allows that because it's going to make us saints. But we also then have to recognize what he has done. We were born into this world, and he has called us out of this world. So it's a point each one of us can look at. If the world thinks that you are just wonderful, then you're not following Jesus. If the world hates you, it's because it hated him first, because they've rejected him. They've rejected his Heavenly Father, and they're going to reject you as well, because you're no longer of the world. You're still in the world, but not of the world. So it's a litmus test for every last one of us. How well are we being treated by the worldly people? If I'm recognized as one of their own, there's something wrong with me. If they don't like me, praise God. Now again, we have to be careful because there are people who might reject us because we're weird, or there are people who might accept us because we're weird. I think I've told you this story before, like a number of years ago, probably 30 years ago, I was walking in uptown area, went over to meet somebody over there. It's a little bit different part of the city, as you would know. And so I'm dressed in my cassock with my hair cut the way that it is, and I'm walking past people dressed in all kinds of odd ways with their hair cut in various ways. Some of them have white hair on one side, black hair on the other. Some of them half the head looking like mine, half the head down, half the way down their back, whatever. And then I'm walking along and this guy looks at me and goes, "Great duds, dude." And I thought, oh no, they think I'm one of them. It's like, all right, I'm in trouble. So yeah, it obviously didn't have a clue what it was that he was doing or talking about. Like the little girl who said to her grandpa, I saw a wizard today, grandpa. And he said, what are you talking about? He goes, that guy, he's wearing what a wizard wears. And the grandpa came and talked to me and said, here's what my granddaughter said. It's like, oh my goodness. Well, thankfully, the little girl then, I saw her another time, and she came up and said, are you a wizard? I said, oh no, sweetheart, much more powerful than a wizard. And explained to her what a priest is. So we have an opportunity to go out there. Maybe they think that we're one of them because they are weird like we are, I guess, but in a different way. Or maybe they think that we're a bunch of losers because of the fact that we believe in Jesus. Either way, it gives us an opportunity to be able to be a sign, to be a witness. And if we're going to be rejected, then we have to look at how we're handling it. Scripture tells us that we're supposed to rejoice when that happens. We're rejoicing because if they're rejecting us, it's really Jesus that they're rejecting. And so we can be treated like him. And if we're treated like him, then that's cause for rejoicing. It's not fun. It's not pleasant. It's not easy. But we have to see things in a spiritual way, not in a natural way. Because if we've been called out of the world, then we've been called away from the materialism into something spiritual. We've been called out of worldliness to be able to live in a different way. So embrace it and live it. And if people reject you, praise God, because then know that you have done exactly what you were supposed to do. You were a witness to Jesus Christ in the world.